I was prompted to write the article because of recent events in the House, really, and it was the inability to call out something as racist that we continue as New Zealanders to find almost the most offensive thing you can call somebody or to label something as racist. And I don't think we can really move ahead until we actually recognise that the way in which this country is built is built on racist foundations. And we see that in all the indicators of social deprivation faced by Māori, by Pacific Island people. We understand we have an incredibly long history in this country of anti-Asian sentiment. And that really the people who need to take responsibility for shifting that shouldn't be the victims of racism, but those who benefit the most from it. And that's Pākehā. I'm a Pākehā. I'm proud to be a Pākehā. I was born here. My parents were born here. This is my country. And because of that, I believe I and other people like me who benefit from racist structures have a responsibility to mend them, to change them. It's a challenge for us, but it's one that I thought I needed to put out again in the opinion piece I wrote for Newsroom last week.
You mentioned the article did receive some criticism, particularly from Pākehā.
Yes. One of the extraordinary things, the Newsroom article attracted over 300 comments, I believe, on the Newsroom site, and many of them very, very damning of the use of the term Pākehā, very damning of the idea that actually we live in a country where whiteness privileges you. And it reveals really the indignant fear that many Pākehā have over tino rangatiratanga, over the idea that Māori have particular rights because they are the indigenous people of New Zealand. So interestingly, the comments that I received on social media, and they were not unexpected, confirmed for me that we still have a long way to go. You know, there was almost a sense of relief that the bounce in the polls that Judith Collins might have expected because of her attacks on in the House around notions of separatism didn't gain the traction that people thought. But I don't think you have to dig very deep to confirm Taika Waititi's idea that New Zealand is as racist as.
You talked a little bit about the establishment of the Race Relations Office. The Prime Minister at the time believed New Zealand had the best race relations in the world. Do you believe this belief system is still prevalent today, particularly amongst Pākehā?
I think one of the extraordinary things you find is that we compare ourselves, or some Pākehā New Zealanders compare ourselves to Australia and South Africa and say, look how good we are. One of the things that we have done, and we've done so very, very well since the mid-1980s, is to begin to redress some of the outrageous injustices brought about by land confiscation. We've begun to recognise te reo Māori, the vital importance of the Māori culture to who we are as New Zealanders. And there's been really significant progress, and we might be able to claim that at least for many of us, we are making attempts to make ourselves a more just and equitable society. But that doesn't mean we haven't got a long way to go. And to claim that we're better than anywhere else, when we consider the state that the world's been left in as a result of colonisation and capitalism on speed, it's not a great boast to make.
Judith Collins' recent claims of perceived injustices of a separatist government following policies like the Māori Health Authority being discussed, do you believe this is a tactic being used by Collins, or does this demonstrate more inherent belief systems?
It's not really for me to question necessarily her motives, and certainly they were questioned in the House by by the Māori Party, that kind of politics acts as a dog whistle. And what I mean by that, quite simply, is it gives license for fellow travellers to take the opportunity to have a bash at Māori. And Collins knows that. Politicians in this country know that. I mean, that's a well-worn path that we've followed for many, many years. And whether or not her questioning of politics, of government policies is driven by racism, I can't see into the soul of a human being. But what I do know is that when you open those gates, when you open those doors, the racist bilge flows. And you found that in the kinds of attacks that the Māori Party and Māori were experiencing on social media. You actually see it in the kinds of attacks and racist bilge that was that followed my newsroom article.
What advances need to be made by Pākehā to address racism in this country, particularly in education?
It's really important that the New Zealand education shifts to embrace New Zealand history is happening. You know, we need to know our history. I found it really interesting on some of the social commentary connected to my article was that Pākehā often talk about not looking backwards into the past, but looking into the future, and that in a sense encapsulates the clash between Pākehā values and Māori world views. Māori look always into the past and travel backwards into the future. And as human beings, it's all we can ever do. We can only ever understand how we've arrived where we are by looking backwards. And it's that clash which is so important. You know, Pākehā need to understand how we got here, commit to making the changes which give Māori their rightful place in our society, and we need to fess up. And for me, that's not out of guilt. I don't feel guilty at all for being a Pākehā. I feel responsibility as someone who's benefited from white privilege to ensure that others get the kind of benefits that I've had, regardless of who they are. And I think that's really important. To recognise this is not about guilt, it's not about being a left-leaning liberal. It's actually just about someone who understands our history, how we've got here, and then imagining how we might do that differently and better. And that's, I think, where education is so vitally important. You know, I'm an older man. When I went to school, we knew none of the history that of how we got to where we are. And shifting and changing that will make us a very, very, very different country.
And that was Professor Peter O'Connor calling for Pākehā New Zealanders to understand our history and take the lead against racism.